Thursday, Shir Chof Tes.
It's 24 obvious nezikim. תשלום מכפל ותשלום מארבע וחמישה וגנב וגזלן, it's the first group, עדים זרמונים ונערינס והמפתה ומסישמרה, it's another group, המתמה והמדמה והמנסך. This is the 24 of his nezikim. Like the Gemara, but Rav Yishi, am I tami lo itoni hani? Why Rav Yishi didn't write the 24 of his nezikim? ומומיינו קומיירי בקנוסה לא יקומיירי מיד בגזן ומומיינו ליטני וקטוני לשמחינו והשויות ורבחיר נעמי וטוני לשמחינו והשויות קטוני מומיינו דאוסי לידע בהתארה וקטוני מומיינו דאיסי לידע בייסו. זה לא מזל נגמורה קטוני רבחיר 24 אוביס נזיקים תשלום מכיפה ותשלום מארבעו וחמישו וגנת וגזן. So, בעצם, when we read this Gemara, it's a shtickle leore. We have 24 obvious nezikim, and the first four are tashlum kefel, tashlum arbo v'chamisho, ganev v'gazl. So tashlum kefel state that even that it's a knas for the ganev, but it's a tashlum, what he damaged, and he was mazik, the other person, so for that hezek that he took his chayfet, he pays kefel. And it's not makke be'ema yeshalmeno. But the parsha from the kefel is a tashlum for that hezek. Arbo v'chamisho. It's also a kind of tashlum. What is the pshat? It's a kind of tashlum. What he did in arbo v'chamisho? He sold it. He took it even far away from the bailim. He was teveach, the Gemara says. He was marchik. The Gemara says it's not a nishtarash bechet. But he's marchik it from the Baili. So while he's marchik it from the Baili, b'meile, he has to pay tashlum arba v'chamisha. So it's also a tashlum for the hezek. Then we have ganev v'gazel. So the kash is obviously tashlum a kefel, you pay one for the keren and a kefel. So what is ganev and gazlet? Kefel is two. One of them is the ganev, and the kefel is the extra piece. So what is again ganev and gazlet? Gazlet here, gazlet is no chazal. But the ganev, lechur, is be'etzem kolul in the kefel. But you can't count 24. Kefel is the keren plus the kefel. So why you count ganev and gazlet? So lulei Rashi, you could have answered that kefel, we're talking about taka the extra part, and ganev, we're talking about the keren. So you're right; the order would be much straight to write ganev and gazlet, kefel arbo v'chamisha. That would be the more glad. Like Dalet Vehe includes the Kefel. We don't ask the Kash. It says Kefel, and even Dalet Vehe. Say Ganev, Gazlin, Kefel, and Dalet Vehe. If the Tana put the order different, so Al Kolchoch, Rashi, because of that, wanted to answer under a Terence. And Rashi answers, "Lo mezander teretz of Rashi. Tashlum kefel imimotzat imotzat biyodei agneve. Tashlum arbo v'chamisha b'teveach v'moichel v'ganev. Shemeshalem al pi'atzmoi. ואינו משלם כפל אלו קרן בלבד כי גויים שהוידו מעצמוי דמוידה בקנס פוטו כנאמר שישוע לא יקים משלם שניים והיינו קנס ואמרים לנו פרק מרובה פרד למרשיע את עצמוי Rashi says the ganav is ganav shehoido al pi atzmo. Rashi repeats himself. You see six lines from the bottom. Ganav amoide me atzmo. The gazna the mishalam elekeren litni. The Gemara is asking a kasha that he will write ganav. Rabbi Yishe will write ganav amoide al pi atzmo. So Rashi says the ganav is a ganav shemoide al pi atzmo. So first, the pshat in Rashi. Rashi was bothered if Kefil includes both, so it's already koil of the ganav. The answer is that Rashi, we're talking about the ganav shemoide al pi atzmo. And I will explain. So, I understand. So Kefil means keren v'kefil, and ganav is moide al pi atzmo. Say that. But Rashi l'chua didn't gain yet. Even the ganav shemishalem al pi atzmo, what he pays? The keren. And the Kefil, what you pay? Keren plus Kefil. That's again the same thing. Because it's moide al pi atzmo, it's called less. Why is it called less? Why the moide al pi atzmo is called less? Kefil is the keren plus the kefil. Ganav can't be a half of that, like the first pshat, because Rashi felt that it's included. So Rashi, we talk about the ganav shemishalem al pi atzmo. In the case that was moide be'atzmo, he potul miknas. So the pshat in Rashi is, Rashi means like this. Kefil is when Beis Din chapim, he pays double. That double pays meitav. When the guy is moide, he doesn't pay double, right? So it could be the same way he doesn't pay double, maybe the keren that he pays is also low key, maybe it's also shvach. If he's not moide, we chapim, double meitav. If he's moide, you know, we try, Baruch Hashem is moide, Nishkin Kefil, the Keren pays Shvach, Ziburis. Try to be very nice to him. He was moide. So it's Rashi, nay. The Chiddush is that the Ganav that is moide, the Keren he pays b'meitav. And the same thing, the opposite. He pays Keren b'meitav. I would think when he pays Keren, he has to pay meitav. When he pays Kefil, it's enough that he's paying double. Who said he will have to pay the double meitav? So it's a chidush that the kefil is meitav. So we have a chidush side that the kefil is meitav and side the ganav. This is clear that the old Rashi came to answer. The not stand that kefil means the second part. Like Dalet Behei means the extra and kefil. So kefil means the extra and keren. And is Be'etzem keren, kefil and Dalet Behei. Because the order is different, Rashi felt that kefil really includes both. And the case of ganav is ganav shehoido al pi atzmoy, and it's a new kind of. So I would think in that case, maybe he's not paying b'meitav. Kamash shalom that even when mishalem al pi atzmoy, he pays b'meitav. This is pshatatove shel Rashi. After the pshatatove shel Rashi, I want to be moisif. But mikol makom lechur, it's not two mazikim. It's the same mazik. It's a ganav. How you could count it in 24 of his mazikim? He stole, and he stole. Dalet Behei, I hear, it's an extra mazik. Chutzon, he stole, he cut. He sold, he cut. It's another mazik. He damaged the body. But the ganav, what he did, he stole. How much of his mazikim you have? I have only 23. Ganav, kefil, it's the same of his mazikim. He did the same mazik. What? He was mitzayer, he was mevayish. He could do it in one bang. You could mitzayer without mevayish. You could mevayish without mitzayer. You could damage without mitzayer. You could do all, every one of the chamisha dvorim is damages that you did. You're right, but that guy, you could hit in one head to do that. The chufim here is muchach that esrim ve'arba ovis Nezikim doesn't mean 24 people that are mazik, means 24 payments of damages that happen. Esim ve'al ba'ovis nezikim that happen. We're mechiach yesterday from Shoyel, We asked Shoyel, is Chayev Be'onsim? He didn't damage. A damage happened. The cow died. You can't call the Shoyel a Mazik. And we said from Rav Shneima that we ask him, Abba Ove, Shloshes Ove is Nezikim. Doesn't mean Mazikim, means Nezikim. Damages that happened. I think here it's Kimat Muchach in Gansen to learn like that. Some want to say weiter that maybe when he's not Moide, so he's more chotzuf, he was not moide, it's a starker iganet. The guy that is moide, it's a klein iganet, the guy that kept the secret till the chapter. He's a bigger balavle. The first Mishnah, I'm not going out the first Mishnah. Again. The Klolim are going to be the first Mishnah, and they're going to be the other places we will get to. Bezos Hashem. I'm telling now if it's a raya from this life. I said again, it's a shaylef, it's a raya from this line. Not from, I'm saying again, shh. I said, it's an argument how to learn. Mazikim, the Meiri. I said, we discussed it, we have a shaylef. Yesterday we had a shaylef, b'shoyel, we didn't understand where is the Maisa Mazik. And we saw that some achronim answered that b'shoyel, the Mazik is the pshiyash b'shoyel, not the case of Oinzim. The Esrim V'Arba Ovis Nezikim of Shoyel did not mend the case of Oinzim. Stipe, we saw some Achroinim an answer. Now we're talking about Mazikim. We didn't have a Raya Brua to count the Mishnah if damages that happened. We could have a Tzad to learn the Mazikim, the Meiri. He asks in the Mishnah, why is Ovis Nezikim? And he doesn't answer that we count Nezikim. He answers different. Mention. I'm bringing now, we have another hour. When we finish, we have to always cashman if we have too much kashas or not. So that in the Mishnah doesn't mean maziki, means neziki. Here we have a kashe, I'm saying, why I'm saying it, but out the Rashi, we don't have a kashe. But out the kashe, Rashi, maybe we also have a kashe, but Rashi is sterling. Rashi is sterling that says ganev and kefir. And what is Rashi that is the same thing? And Rashi answers, we're talking on two kind of ganovim. A ganov that they chaptem and a ganov that they didn't chaptem. Not that pshat kefir means the kefir, like Dalet Vayim means the extra. Kefir means the extra and ganov means the kerem. It means a different echatimt. Say that. That's Rashi's answer. After that we explain that, we're asking about Mikol Mukim is the same Pe'ula of Gneiva. The Pe'ula of Dalet Vayim is a different Pe'ula. The Pe'ula of Gneiva is the Zalbe Pe'ula. And at that we're saying that we want the answer Eina Chanami, it's the same Pe'ula. But we speak about Nezikim, different ways that you pay the Nezikim. Even that you can ask, it's Be'etzem, but it's different kind of Tashlumim and Nezikim. It's 24 ways of Nezikim, even it's the same Nezik. It's also not 100% glad if you are pshat. It's Nezikim. But it's the same Nezikim. Just sometimes you pay Shoyel, a damage happened. Here's the same damage happened. Sometimes you tag it with a different price, sometimes you pay a different price. It's not 24 Nezikim. It's 24 ways to pay for the same Nezikim. It's not 24 different Nezikim. It's not the best. But if it's Nezikim, it's lighter to understand that we're not speaking about the Mazik, we're speaking about the Nezikim. So some want to say that this is not a Raya. A ganav that is moide, sekiilu, he's not such a bad person. So he pays. That is a worse person. He was not moide. They catched him. Oh, you didn't moide. You tried to hide it. Okay, fell. So the avla is shark. That is a bigger avla. The guy caught it. He tried to disappear. He tried to sell it. So it's a bigger avla. So really I'm saying the raya is nishkin a raya muchachas. This is the first chiluk. Vegane vegazne. Zogt Rashi, vegane, vegazne, nami avu, dichsi veheshe vesagzele asher gozal. So this Rashi, you have to remember him to merube, to hiches gzele. Arei de gane vegazlen, that are written in Esrim ve'arba, over his nezikim, the chefetz is be'ein or the chefetz is not be'ein. The gneiva is be'ein or the gneiva is not be'ein? What? I'm asking you. I want the raya. For sure the chayfetz is not be'ein. Because the Gemara says, Kulu avois l'shalem mimeitav. The whole reason that this number is counted, why we count it? We're counting l'kulu avois l'shalem mimeitav. So we're talking that it's not day. The Ramban and the Rosh Hashanah Metzia say that when a guy of the Chafetz is not Be'im and he pays the money, he's Mekayim Ve'eshiv Esakzeila Asher Gozer. Even that the Chafetz is not Be'im and he owes money, the Chiyuch to pay the money is a Kim Ve'eshiv. That's when the Chafetz is Be'im, the Ve'eshiv says to bring back the Chafetz. When the Chafetz is Be'im, the Ve'eshiv says to give back the Chafetz. The chayvus is not paying the ve'eshiv months from you to bring back the money.
Selfishly,
you're zokin. The chayvus is never paying. It's not being it. The zokin, you only pay money. It's not a discussion. The gazlan, when the chayvus is paying, the ve'eshiv meant to pay back the chayvus. When the chayvus is not paying, it's tashlumim. The rishonim learn the Ramban and the Chovav. And the Rosh, Nafchovom, and Bamitzia learned this, Vekim Ve'eshiv in the money. Reb Chaim and Sefer says, Hashem the Teraskranim, that when the Chayfetz is not Be'ein, it's not Ve'eshiv. It's the Posakir, Veshilam Oisei Beroishai. He learns like this with Das HaRambam. And if you see in Ar Gemoras, in Nafei Amud Aleph, in Rabbeinu Hananel, four lines from the bottom, Begazdan Ksiv, Veshilam Oisei Beroishai. Four lines from the bottom, Rabbeinu Hananel and Dafei. Mois Vahodos. Veshilam Oisei Beroishai. It's a different pasuk. You have to remember, the Pashtus, Rashi here brings the pasuk from Ve'eshiv Esakzeila Asher Gozal as mashma from Rashi that when the Chayfetz is not Be'ein, as the Kiyum from Ve'eshiv also. Then, this is the first group. Then we have Eidim Zayimim. See later the Gemara will speak it out. See what Rashi, what is Eidim Zayimim exactly? Bazundo Shmuz and Teisvis. Then we have Va'oines Va'amefat V'moiti Shemra. Rashi says, Mefat Eksiv Chamishim Kesef. And then we have the second group. Ametame ve'amedame ve'amenasech. Metame, medamea ve'menasech. Metame is metame kotshi, trume. Medamea is mixing trume with chulin together. U'menasech yayin la'vidizore. So be'etzem, atzlimud ha'braise, it's very posh. Ve'anit leisa. We finished the 24 obis nezikim. We had Ganev, Kefir, Vedad, Vey, Ganev, Vegas. Then we have, in Zayimim, we know what it is, we'll see Tesis later, what case exactly is called Nezikin. The Mai said the Nezik never happened, it was only his mama. This we'll see later, this is another Noise. In Zayimim, Lechu, he's not a Mazik. He's not a Mazik, and there's no Nezikin. Nothing happened. Nishkin Mazik, Nishkin Nezikin. Why in Zayimim went into the Parsha? That Lechu, the Tesis will come to take care of. Rashi didn't go into that. So the Vav is not going to get to the Rashi. Then we have the Shloisha Metzishemra Oynes Mefate. This is really a real Mazik, a real Metzishemra. Yeah. And then we have the other three, Metame, Medame, and Menasech. Rashi says, Metame, Trume, Medame, Trume, Menasech, Yaila, Vedezor. So, Be'etzem, Ve'anit Leisad Rabchir. And here's two lines of Rashi, that Rashi turned this to become a big sugi. Maybe it reminds me that word. Rashi asks a kasha. Umaseches gitin meforesh amay lo ikim le b'derabe mine. Frikti Rashi, if Menasech is yayin la b'dezore, why is lo ikim le b'derabe mine? Then Rashi finishes metam amadam Menasech lo ksim b'edi v'afil ochi avohovis shibichlal nezekem v'nezek zim b'yimake b'yim yishan mena. And then Rashi says another Yisori, Umenasech is a yayin leke le meymar shesichichoy b'yayin. Maybe it means me'arev not menasech. Leke chasre v'lo imidi. That he could sell it. Chutzin v'yayin nesach shabu. He didn't mazik him. There's no hezek, zok Rashi. So Rashi said three zach in the Rashi. Rashi says, yayin la v'dezore, I kinu v'derabu minei, is a sugi and gitti. So Rashi, all these are not mefurish, but it's bichlal ma'ake be'imer yeshalmeno, and I can't say that it's me'arev because there's no hefzer. You could sell it to a goy chutz mitbe'yei nesach shaboy. This is the Rashi, and this Rashi has a whole limud bifnei atzmo. This Rashi is a whole limud b'fnei atzma. We'll start. The Gemara in Gittin brings down a machlekes. The Mishnah says the din menasech medamea, ametame medamea menasech b'shoyg ipotu b'meizid chay. So the Mishnah says metame medamea menasech b'shoyg ipotu b'meizid chay. What is menasech? Rav Omar menasech mamish, v'Shmuel Omar me'arev. He mixes yai nesech in a good yai. Man de Omar me'arev ma'itayim elo Omar menasech. Omar lach menasech kim levi derabim minei. Ve'idoch ki derabir miye. De Omar rabir miye mishasa gboru de kokono mischa de nafshe le'abi at shat nisuch. When he picks it up, so Rashi did, he's mechabin l'shem gezer, and the nisuch he does later, v'meile yischayim. So again, Rav holds Menasech Mamesh, and Shmuel Omar, not Menasech Mamesh, Shmuel holds, it's Me'arev. So the more, why Shmuel doesn't look like Rav? It's Kimle B'derabe Minei. And why Lefi Rav, it's not Kimle B'derabe Minei? Because Mide'ag Be'kanye, Mide'ag Be'kanye. So Rash Mide'ag Be'a Menas Le'gozlo. He picked it up on Menas Le'gozlo. The male is Chayim and Exela. No, who is such a good Teretz of Rav, so why Shmuel holds it's Kimle B'derabe Minei? So other Shmuel holds that it's not the case that he picked it up. He was menasech with his hands right away somewhere. Or Tesis has a tzad there that the Gemara says if someone throws a chetz in Shabbos. So he's oivichil Shabbos only in the end. But everything in the way is also killed with the Rabbi Minei. Here also, while you pick it up to menasech, so from the beginning you're ready chayiv and the nisuch. So Tesis says, no, so what is the pshat in Rav? Says Epshel Bechazora, he could change his mind. Back and forth, the whole thesis. Oh, we call looking. Rav holds it's Menasech Mamish, and Shmuel holds it's Me'arev. And Shmuel doesn't want to learn like Rav, but skim him to Rav Minei. So the more, why Rav doesn't want to learn like Shmuel? Ari lefi Rav, it's also not Mamish Menasech, it's Magbia. So the more, Hainu Medamea? If it's mixing the wine, so why do I write two cases of mixing? Mixing truma and mixing wine? That's one you saw it, it's mixing. Says more, yeah? Such a good time. So why Shmuel learns medamea? Knosse miknosse lo yalfine. So he has a kshayin and nika. So he has a kshayin and nika. And while it's a hezek shayin and nika, you can learn out one from each other. You can learn out one from each other. You can learn out one from each other. Remember, you have to have one Gemara and Medamea, and one Gemara and Menasech. So, before we start doing, Rashi says, our sugya is like Rav, we're talking about Menasech. Ay, why Yechayev is Kimi with the Rav Minei? So, Rashi, the Gemara answers in Gittin. What the Gemara answers in Gittin? Beshaz de Agbe Ikanye. When he picked it up, he was already this Chayev Begnev. When he picked it up, he's Nischai Begnev. When he picked it up, he's Nischai Begnev. Now, the Shaila is, if this is the case, so Ma'inef Kimin is Shogeg Umezid. Moses says, B'Shogeg Potu B'Mezid Chayev. He's a Ganev. Ma'inef Kimin later, what kind of Nisuch he's doing later? The case Lefi Rav, he picked up the wine and he wants to be Menasech. Nisuch is killing with the Rav Minei, he's Chayev and they're picking it up. If he's Chayev and they're picking it up, so the Chud is a Maisig Neve. So why the Mishnah says in Gittin, B'Shoigig Potu, B'Mezid Chayev. Ma'inef Kimin is Shoigig U'Mezid later when he pours the wine, what is Mechayev? He's chayev arei and what he picked it up. How Rav learns the sugi and gittin? Ametame v'ametame v'menasech b'shegeg potu b'meizid chayev. Omar Rav menasech mamesh. Fadim orakim lebe l'Rav v'nei. The answer is mida'ag bekanye. When he picked it up, he was already zeiche. And he's a ganev. Nus ma'inav kemine if he's a shegeg v'meizid. Ma'inav kemine if he's a shegeg v'meizid. Man is a mezin. The maisa is mischayv and the maisa akbar. Is mischayv and the maisa akbar? And the Mishnah state, b'shoygeg potu, b'meizid chayv. He could be later shoygeg, he could be later meizid. He's chayv and the maisa akbar. This is the kash. The pshat. This is before Teres. This is the Shver, even if you learn Masech Tegitim. I want to be Mamchish. We'll get to the Koshi and the Sugiya. This is the Shver, even if you learn the Masech Tegitim. So some want to say Pshat, that if this would be the Kasha, we would answer that the Etzem, the wine is there later. Why you can't give him back the wine? Say, Arei Shel Chol Lefanecho. Goes on Chometz, V'Over HaPesach, Oymo Le'Arei Shel Chol Lefanecho. Why is Chayev? Give it back. Of them, the Teretz is, if he's a Mezid, so Chazal or Koines, Mezid, Hezek Shein HaNikar, they made it Ki'ilu he was a Mazik. Ki'ilu it's Nikar. They made it, he can't give it back. Mashenken, if he's a Shoykeg, he could give it back. That could have been a Teretz if we were learning Masech Degiti. But I don't want to go into that, and we'll ask the Kasha. Oh, but he's chayv and the gzele, right? If he's chayv and the gzele, so it's a mazik or it's a ganef? What is the chayv? The firav. Ganef. Zogt Rashi bayos. Umetame, umedame, umenasech, lo iksiv, afilo ochia ve'ores, shebichlal nezekem, v'ksiv make behemo yeshalmeno. Why it's Maki Be'ema Yishalmeno? It's a Ganev. I'll ask the next question. It's not Esim Ve'Alba Ovis Nezikim. You're counting the same one? So the Gemara asks the Kasha later, and if it's Nezek, the Gemara says, Hezek She'ena Nika, Hezek She'nika. Oh, but if it's Chayev, it's Ganev, it's the same one. I'm explaining. Rashi chose, and that'll be the kasha, to take our sugya to explain it like Rav. If he would explain our sugya like Shmuel, we'll be in a much better matzav. Lefi Shmuel, what is Menasech?
Mixing.
So he's a mazik. He's a regular mazik. I mazik already state, oh, but this is Hezek Sheina Nika, this is Hezek Nika, this is what the Gemara will explain later.
It's coming
I'm asking about this. Wait, give me the mask. It's not a kasha. This makes no good. What's Shachas going to happen? Shmuel has an eight. If Rashi will explain the sugya, listen, just listen. If Rashi will explain the sugya b'me'arev, like Shmuel, so it's a regular mazik. Very good. I, mazik already state. It's a new kind of mazik. Hezek She'ena Nika, this is what the Gemara will explain later. Rashi went and said that he's choosing to explain the sugya like Rav. Like Rav? So first I'm asking, it's Bichlal Ganev. Aleph. Bet, we're asking, okay, maybe we'll have to find the answer. Rashi goes talk to the Dibur and says that he's a mazik. Rashi repeats himself. Look in Dafhei Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Metame umedame umenesach bichlal nezekem umenezek siv tachas. It's nezek. Nezek is a ganev. So these are four shailas of Be'etzem we have. And I will explain. Akash is even on Rav Alein that hold the Yechayev and the Gneve. The Gemara says it's Tolu and Shogeg Umezi. We ask the Kasha, why it's Tolu and Shogeg Umezi? You chayv at the Maisik Nevi that you picked it up? This is a Kasha even if you learn Masech Degiti. If you chayv on the Agboe, if you chayv on the Agboe, what's Nafkimina Shogeg Umezi? So I said on the Gemara and Giti, maybe we could give an Eitzah. That if it's Shogeg, you could give it back. If it's Umezi, you cannot give it back. Maybe it's an Eitzah and the Gemara. But our question is Be'ikir in our sugya. The question is Be'ikir in our sugya. how you could learn that it's mitzat gneve picking it up. Rashi toch kede dibu calls it mazik. But toch kede dibu. Rashi in the end of the sugya calls it mazik. And not only that, in our sugya, gneve shteit already. Gneve shteit. It's not echon esim v'abav in zigim. Even I think what Rav Shteim as mahalach that the nezikim, it doesn't help. This is mamish a regular gneve. This is a pele. So, is before the pele, why Rashi decided that Rav is better from Shmuel? This is the next question in the sugya. Yeah. So machlekes amiroyim. And we'll see in a second. Tesis says klo chad omar menasach mamish chad omar me'arev. Tesis says the sugya could go silefi Rav, silefi Shmuel. Rashi decides on his own. The sugya segemora is only on ibn Rav. Rashi decides on their own, on his own. Sugya segemora is only on ibn Rav. What nazach? But that's the next kushi, the next problem. Taisa says the sugya is silent for Rav, silent for Shmuel. So this will be in a second, the next shlag of the sugya. But Rashi goes, and he even doesn't tell us the terrors. He says, Kim the Rabbinate, look in Gittin, you'll have a terrors. And look there. Let me look there. I will look there, I will turn the sugya to the sugya of Ganev. And the whole sugya doesn't make sense. So I will call it five questions. First, if it's the sugya is a Ganev, so what is the shaykhas if it's a shaykh gumezi? Second, we'll be talking to the Dibu, Rashi calls him a mazik. In the end of the sugya, Rashi calls him a mazik. If he's a Ganev, and Rashi, Kim in the Ramine, look in the sugya there. Let me look in the sugya there. Lefira, it's a ganav. Lefira, it's a ganav. So, Kim in the Ramine, it's an eitzah there. What is an eitzah there? Lefira, the whole sugya turns around. And Rashi wants it. Later Rashi will explain why Shmuel's Mahalach doesn't make sense. A Shver Rashi. This is the Koishi Agon. So, there's a lot of Hezberim. We'll say one Hezber. We'll see it later inside Rav Nochem and Oiskuf Lamed. Rav Shimon Shkop is Marich of them. And they said the following Hezber. Rav Chaim and Sefer says, when a person steals, he's Chayim. Why? He's a Ganav. What would be if a person steals and he's not planning to take it to himself? I'll give you the example. You walk near someone's chayfetz, you kick it into a fire. You're a ganav or a mazik? Again, I want to explain. When I burn someone's chayfetz, I'm not a ganav, and I didn't make a agbot. Here, I pick up Yenem's chayfetz and I throw it into the fire. I'm a ganav or a mazik? I'm a ganav or a mazik? Reb Chaim was mechadish, that was a mokum to say that I'm not a ganav. Ganav has to be to take it to myself. To steal to myself. But to steal, that it will disappear, mechateisa I'm a ganav. Reb Chaim is mechadish that it's also called a ganav. If I will make it to disappear from the bailim, it's also a maisig name. This is the chiddush of Reb Chaim. We're not learning now the sugya. You can hear the tzad nishtazeh that the chefza from gneve is to take to yourself. B'meira is to that Reb Chaim is mechanish as a ganav, even if you're not taking it to yourself, even if you're taking it la'abed is a ma'aseh gneve. Now, let me clear in the next step. You're taking it not to yourself and not to make it to disappear. To menasech. Now, I know you believe in Avodah Zarah. You don't have wine to serve. You take Yenem's wine and you want to serve with Yenem's wine. So you're stealing Yenem's wine. Zot of Nochem, here it's told. If Hezek she'ena niker shmei Hezek, so it's ki'ilu I stole it to disappear. If loy shmei hezek, so it's not ki'ilu I stole it to disappear. The mele here, I'm not considered a ganet. I'm not considered a ganet. This is the first shtickel of Rav Nochem and Rav Shimon. So again, still I'm an ass to take to myself the kula am I'm a ganet. I'm not to be mazik, Rav Chaim is mechadish that I'm a ganet. Aber lo yetzuya, I'm not going to be disappeared. I'm going to make it yai nesach. If hezek shin in nikir shmei hezek, so I'm called a ganet. If lo shmei hezek, I'm not called a ganet. This is the first yesod. First, we understand why be mezid chayav b'shogeg pokus. If I mezid, so Chazal made it hezek shin in the rabbanon, they made it hezek shin in nikir ki ilu etz a hezek. They mechayav me, so mele I'm called a ganet. If I'm b'shogeg, so Chazal said hezek shin in nikir lo yishmei hezek. The mele I'm potu. So first, we understand the Gemara in Gittin before our sugya. You took the yai nesach al menas lenasach. If you do the mezid, so Chazal said you chayev. The gather of the Chazal was that they made it kilu et shmei hezek. Well, the gather of the Chazal that they made it kilu et shmei hezek, b'meila I'm considered a ganet because I took it to be maziket. If I'm a shogeg, so I'm not considered a mazik. So b'meila I'm not considered a ganet. So now Reb Nochem came and he said the second shlav. He says it very right. When I steal, I'm menas to keep it when I become a ganet, when I pick it up. When I steal al menas lehazik, then my segneva finishes when I damage. And I'll explain to you why. When I steal to keep it, in the minute it's by me, by the person that I stole it from. When I steal to damage, cause when I didn't damage, the stealing is not really finished. What? It's not at night. Again, Reb Nochem says that they argue with him that could be it's at night. Reb Nochem understood that it's not at night. Look at the Magia in the Bible. Reb Nochem, he wants to learn that it could be the same thing. But Reb Nochem was ma'arich, not much more, that the lomdus is the maisegneve finishes when it leads to the maisegneve. On Reb Chaim, we would say, to mazik is not called a maisegneve. With Reb Chaim, to be mazik, it's called a maisegneve. While to be mazik, it's called a maisegneve, it has to finish to have the maisegneve. Reb Nochem says that ken zayn that even as nokin yon exele in this chayfetz. The mele brings down that Einach Nami Rashi and Gittin says that he picked it up on Menas LeGozlo. But Rashi and Chulin says, and we'll see later in the sugya, he didn't plan to keep it. He only stole it for doing the Yainesach, not for keeping it. Throughout the Loshon Rashi and Gittin. But Loshon Rashi and Chulin is that he only took it al menas lenasach. He didn't steal it al menas to keep it. It says menasach. B'meile, the mechayev is, val was a hezek in the end. B'meile, it's called a mazik. It's not called a ganav. Now, I want to explain. Even though Reb Nochem is coming to answer the Peledike Rashi, that is Maimi the Sugya. Again, that's also Peledike Tesis. Tesis also said that the Sugya could be like Rav. But Tesis didn't say that if the Sugya would be like Rav, it would be Mazik. Could be Tesis would say if the Sugya would be like Rav, it would be Gazlan. Rashi said the Sugya is like Rav, and it's Mazik. So we're saying it's not a real gzeile, only because he's going to damage it in the end. B'meile, we have to measure the klolim of mazik. And Reb Nochem says like this, if mazik doesn't pay meitav, this ganev will not pay meitav. While the mazik finishes the shame gneve, while the mazik finishes the shame gneve, it can be better from a mazik. The mele it has to be in the Zelbek Dorim, has to be in the Zelbek Dorim of Mazik. has to be in the Zelbik Dorim of Mazik. So while, if this Mazik doesn't have to pay Meitav, this Gazlin won't have to pay Meitav. So this Gazlin is in the Gdorim. This Gazlin is in the Gdorim of Mazik. But mainly he has a Shem Mazik, not only a Shem Ganet. This is the Torah of Ibn Ochr. Again, to finish this chelek, before maybe later to go back to Mesadrin. So again, Rashi was mind me the sugi alibe the Rav, that he's a ganev. But even so, Rashi calls him that the din meitav is measured in the shem mazik, because we have to come to the mazik in the end to give it a shem gneve. But mele, it's a new avnezik. It's a new avnezik. It needs a hesber, but as they state in Rashi. Let me zogen that we understand. But now we go to the main kash. Zogt Rashi, and why I'm explaining this to you like Rav, to learn like Shmuel, that he mixed it in. What hefsed he has? Sell it. Chutz on the price of Yayin Nesach. Frank the Tesis Reed, what do you mean? If you could sell something, chutz on the price of Yayin Nesach, to who you sell it? To Yidin or Goyim? A Yid could buy it, he can't drink it. So your market is a smaller market. So you lose money. Fashtaynish. Medamea, lefi Rashi, what is the damage? You take truma, you mix it in chuli. Now, you could sell it to the Kohen. You can't sell it to Israel. So the price is less. So here also the price is less. As they frank the taste is read. What? Can you? Rav Olam is going, or we have less market. So Rav Kiveger wants to answer like that. Kiveger wants to say, to sell it only to Koyanim is a very small market. But to sell to Goyim, who buys why? Other Yidden, other Goyim, or bad Yidden. He says, Kosher Yidden say that buy wine for Kiddush, but the main wine to drink is other Goyim, other Shvach Yidden. The Meile.
Well,
no. That's
only going
to be some people don't want the way. But first, this is the cash. So the man Yeshua, I don't understand. Rav Kiveger is answering Kilo. Rashi says it's not worth money. It's worth money. Frank the Tesis Reed, it's not worth money. Look at Rav Kiveger, you know, market wise, it's worth money. Shmuel said, that it's not worth money, right? Shmuel said, what is the case of Menasech that it's not worth money? So Rashi's arguing with Shmuel. First kash. But Rashi's arguing with Shmuel. When the Tesrit came and asked Rashi, Rashi, you're wrong, it's not worth money. So I'm giving it worth money. This is the whole world, the small world. This is Cheshbonos of money. Shmuel says in Gittin Nishtazay. Aleph. Second Kasha. Chashtayish. But Rashi is coming to say that Shmuel is wrong. It's a different Kasha. First, he says it's not worth money. It's a Gemara that it's worth, that it's not worth money. But Rashi is wrong. Rashi says it's worth the same. The Gemara says that it's not worth the same. Abba Slam said, Rashi decide. But Rashi decide not to argue with Shmuel. Listen to this. So yeah, first we're asking it's worth money. Second, what we're asking, Shmuel says that it's not worth money. First, that it's not worth money. Shmuel says that it's not worth money. But what Rashi is arguing with Shmuel? Another kasha. Frank the Marsho and the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara said in Gittin, why Rav didn't say like Shmuel? What the Gemara answered in Gittin? Rav, my time below Yomar ki Shmuel. What is the Gemara's answer? Why Rav didn't say like Shmuel? What did my answer in Gittin? What was the answer in Gittin? Rav, my time is like Shmuel. What? Why Rav didn't say like Shmuel? What did Moses say? Why Rav, my time is like Shmuel? Dahainu. Why Rav doesn't learn like Shmuel? Val, Hainu Medamea, we could learn it out from Medamea. Rashi now became smarter from the Gemara. You know why Rav doesn't hold from Shmuel? Because Rav holds that it's worth money. Like the Marshal of Yeshua. We had a Gemara. Machleik is Rav and Shmuel. Rashi decides to remind me the sugi like Rav, not like Shmuel. Tell it. Say, you want to buy me like one man the Omar? Say, you had a reason to stomach the Gemara. Halacha kerav beisurim. Say, the sugi in Chum. But you come in here and say, you know why I'm not learning like Shmuel? You come with a cheshbon, because it's worth money. First, it's not emes. Shmuel said that it's not emes. And what, you come in to say that Shmuel is wrong? And okay, you have a cheshbon. The Gemara looked for reasons why not to learn like Shmuel. And she said, because, Hainu medamea. You learn it out from medamea. Rashi has an upshad. You know why not to learn like Shmuel? But it's worth money, it's not emes. Fight the Marshal of Yeshua, Rashi is making up a pshat. Rashi is making up a pshat. How Rashi can make up a pshat? The Gemara looked for a reason. The Gemara looked for a reason, and she didn't find a reason. And the ganze reason of the Gemara was Hainu medamea. Rav cannot learn like Shmuel because I don't need two echetimtzes. And Rashi has, you know why? It's worth money. It's a shein echeshman. That Shmuel will hold that it's not worth money. It's a very shein echeshman. Kivega says it makes sense. So yeah, so let the answer get him a different dance. And this is the reason Tesis comes here and says the sugi could be silent for Rav, silent for Shmuel. I'm explaining. The koishi here is such a double dicky koishi. First, Rav was mad at the sugi. Rashi was mad at the sugi like Rav, not like Shmuel. Who asked him? And not only that, was the first part of Shir, like Rav, it's very shver. It's a mazik. It's a gazan. It's not a mazik. Get the eitzah with the vachim. But Rav is the koishi. Rav is the koishi. Rashi said, like, I just can't go like Shmuel. I just can't go like Shmuel. Because poshut, it's worth money. First, not emes. And second of all, Shmuel zog mishta zay. And if your reason is a good reason, let the Gemara get into say it. So the Marshal says Rashi means the Gemara and Gittin. Rashi doesn't mean that's not worth money. It's not worth it. You don't lose so much like Medamea doesn't lose so much. And the Mele, you could learn an alpha Medamea. Rashi was mechavan to the Gemara. Rashi meant that you can't say that it's Mema'arev because then you're not losing a lot. Only the mix. No Medamea, also you lose the mix. Hainu Medamea. This is for sure modern. First, Rashi doesn't say it. Marshal says, Rashi doesn't say it. Second of all, Rashi says, you know why I really like Rav? Come on, give me a good kasha. And Shmuel answered, Knosse mi knosse lo yalfinem. Rashi's copying him, you know, telling you pshat in the sugi like Rav. You want to know why I like Shmuel? It's how I got the kasha. The Gemara has a kasha on Rav. And the Gemara has an answer. This pshat doesn't make sense. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I will say a little bit better. Again, the Pnei Yeshua is going in the same steps that Rashi means the kasha of the Gemara and Gita. Yeah? They're not answering outside the answer that Rashi had a new kasha. Rashi means to ask the kasha of the Gemara and Gita and Rav. Aye, Shmuel answers a good deterrent. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, he has a zakash. So with Yeshua, it's a hezek shein and niker. Hezek shein and niker is only with the rabbanon. So why you pay meitav? Why you pay meitav? Muchach that our sugi is going to mandar amar hezek shein and niker shmei hezek. As I said with Yeshua. Avada we'll see later in the sugya sinishtase. The Rishonim say that even if Hezek Shein Niker is the Rabbanon, but with the Rabbanon they made it Keilu he's a Mazik and he pays Meita. I want to explain. The Pnei Yeshua understood that Hezek Shein Niker lo Yishmei Hezek and with the Rabbanon you pay, it's not that with the Rabbanon they made you Keilu you're a Mazik. They just gave you a fine. Well, you did it, they want you to pay. So why to pay meitav? A person owes money for aliyah, he has to pay meitav, no shaykhs. Chazal said, if you do the hezek shenanika, pay. We don't want people to do it. No shaykhs to meitav. So in our sugya, if Rab Chiya holds that you pay meitav, he holds hezek shenanika shmei hezek. I'm saying again, the Raivad says in our sugya, even the Madama hezek shenanika lo shmei hezek, the gather is, midrabonon, they turned it to become a hezek nika. Midrabonon, they turned it to become a hezek nika. But if Yeshua learned that it's not a hezek nika. No vos. You pay me the rabbonon. If you pay me the rabbonon, and it's not a real hezek, you're only paying me the rabbonon, and it's not a real hezek. So if you only pay me the rabbonon, it's not a real hezek. Our sugi cannot go to Madama hezek shenanika shmei hezek. So our sugi is Madama hezek shenanika shmei hezek. So Madama pays me the raisu with the rabbonon. If our sugi is hezek shenanika nika shmei hezek, Madama is the raisu with the rabbonon. The raisu. So why I need also menasech? You can learn out one from each other. Shmuel answered, "Knosse miknosse lo yalfina." But if you learn it's deraisa, you can learn out one from each other. But mele, our sugya could only go a little bit of. This is the Pnei Yeshua's cheshbon. Well, we have again. First, you can't ask in the rosh. There's a lot of rishonim that like Pnei Yeshua. The Raya, the Rishonim said they like Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara and the Hemshir, it's muchach they like Pnei Yeshua. I just want to be maimed. We have in the sugya here, we have to be maimed. I'm explaining why it's the sugya. Rashi took a leichte gemore, steht menasech, Taisa says, chan manoma menasech ma'arev, and you go weiter. Rashi stopped the sugya and said, there's a problem here, there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, we have to decide to be maimed the sugya for Rav. You'll have a kasha kim the Rav in a lir masech the gidin, and I'll be mechich to you that Shmuel is wrong. Rashi went and made a sugi in the middle here. Rashi stopped the sugi. And I said, why is a sugi here and not a sugi in Gittin? Rashi went, instead of learning the Gemara Leicht. Taisa says, Chadam Abinas, Chadam Abinas, and you go weiter. Zot Rashi, no. It's only Menasech. I know you will ask me, Kivin Ramana, you learn Gittin. I even don't have to tell you the Teretz, it's not Negea. Even though we said it's mamish negeah, because it's a gnave and you have to say whole teres, Rashi doesn't feel that he has to write it out. And Rashi says, I'll prove to you that Shmuel is wrong, because it's worth nothing. So, the way we understood that Rashi means that it's worth nothing, kipshutoi, so we ask it's not endless. Zotam gvegi, it is endless. You could sell it to God. And then we ask the kasha. So it's a kasha and Shmuel. And then stop, what Rashi is coming at? So we have four kashas. It's not MS. Second kasha was, so you're asking a kasha and Shmuel. When Shmuel says that it's not MS, first ask it's not MS. What are you telling me? It's MS like a Gvege, it's a kasha and Shmuel. I call these two first kashas. Then stop a kasha. When you're deciding against Shmuel, you have something against Shmuel. And I'll let the base. The Gemara looked for reasons for Rav not to hold like Shmuel. Rashi, you found new reasons? So in the second two questions, the Pnei Yeshua and Marsho came to answer Be'etzem one teretz. The Pnei Yeshua and Marsho are answering one teretz on all the questions Be'etzem. They're answering, it's not Rashi by us. Rashi never said that it's not worth nothing. Rashi never said that it's not worth nothing. Rashi never said that it's not worth nothing. So what Rashi meant? He meant the Gemara and Gittin. That Rav holds the Leike Shmuel because he could learn it out from the Damer. So the Fidim Marashah, he partially repeated the Gemara and Gittin. This mamish I could say. Even Marashah, Alam Alat Pshat, Mechur here. Mechur the Leike Marashah. Rashi meant the Gemara and Gittin? For sure not. So the Pnei Yeshua, no. Rashi meant the Gemara and Gittin, that even the Gemara and Gittin, the Shmuel has what the answer, Knosim Miknosim Leyalfinen, here it's not a kind of answer. Because here we're going to Mandama Paginit, Ezek Shikar Shmei Ezek, because you pay Meitav. So for mainly you have to learn the Gemara different. But these two Me'alchim are going, that we're learning that Rashi meant that it's really worthless. He just meant like the Gemara and Gittin. But Ravada, the words of Rashi are Mishnah. The words of Rashi, like Rav Kiveriger learned them, that it's worth nothing. And the answer why it's worth, that it's, there's no hefsed at all. And the reason that there's no hefsed at all is like Rav Kiveriger, because you can sell it to Goy. Masha'ikim in Amea, you cannot sell the Goy. Oh, but here's the kasha. So you're against Shmuel? Why the Gemara and Gittin didn't say it? Why the Gemara and Gittin didn't say it? Why the Gemara and Gittin didn't say it? This is the Koshi and Rashi. This is the Koshi and Rashi. Here's the Avodah. How to miyashav shitas Rashi. How to miyashav shitas Rashi. There's a lot of Hesberim. There's a lot of Teiras. I think in our Mizgeres, we'll leave the Kasha. We'll say Nochamol. Midafkum etzo pshat here. You can't say Shver in this Rashi, because Rashi is coming to say something. Sometimes you say, Rashi put words like that is not Nagea. Rashi is taking a stomach of Gemara, switching it around, writing that it's a mazik, and is explaining to you why there's no way to learn like different Amiroim against Gemaras. So, it's a Mahalach, they say, it's not Po Mahalchim. Maybe tonight we'll speak it over. We'll start tomorrow and then we'll go back.